This is Haley Claxton with Pastor Stan Norman from the New Trail Fellowship in Abilene, Kansas. Before we get to talking about your ministry, I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally?
Most of my life of Abilene, really. I was born in Harrington, and then at the age of 4 we moved to Abilene, 1960. Was raised here, and then passed and went to college in Olathe, then did postgraduate work in Portland, Oregon, then ended up in Oklahoma, pastoring for 10 years here, and then pastoring here the last 22 years here in Kansas.
So where did you go to college in Olathe?
I went to Olathe, Mid-American Nazarene, now it's Mid-American University, Nazarene University, now it's, in those days it was Mid-American Nazarene College. We call it manure now as opposed to make.
So what was kind of your path from there, and what brought you back here?
Well, really, I didn't plan to come back here because the church that I came to pastor here was the last church I really wanted to come to ever pastor, because it had been a difficult church historically. And in fact, the time we were considered, when we were in Oklahoma, and I felt God was calling me away from there, even though I loved it there. We found there were two churches. One was a new church planting in Littleton, Colorado, which would have been interesting because our son would have been going to Columbine High School at the time of the Columbine shooting, and then here. And my wife kept saying every time that we talked about Abilene, I lit up. Even though I knew the church and the problems, I really didn't know if I wanted to come here, but it's why this is where God led us to come. And I pastored that church for 13 and a half years before starting New Trail.
So were you raised in the church?
Oh yes, I was a preacher's kid, I was a PK kid. So yeah, I was all my life, I've been a preacher's kid.
And what kind of church?
It was in the Brethren Christ Church denomination, which we are, New Trail's part of. But they don't know what the Cowboy Church in the Brethren Christ Church is, except to us. Because we're only one of our kind. Well, there's two of us now, one in California. And so, but other than that, yeah, it was Brethren Christ Church, and my dad pastored the southern part of Dixon County here, about 30 miles south of Abilene, but we lived in Abilene all those years.
So what made you say, I want to start a Cowboy Church here? Or was it you? Did someone approach you?
Nobody approached me about it. In 2001, I was counseling a gentleman who was a member of the rodeo board here, the big Wild Bill Hickok rodeo board here. And Abilene's got one of the bigger rodeos, the rodeo circuit now. And what happened is, I was counseling this gentleman whose marriage was falling apart over a new meal, and I said, I'm familiar with Cowboys for Christ and stuff, and I've always had a heart for cowboy culture. I said, do they have a chaplain, such a thing as a rodeo chaplain? He didn't know. He wouldn't have a church background, so he didn't know. So what happened is didn't say anything more. And about 2 months later, he calls me and says, first thing on the phone, he says to me, you're it. And I said, what do you mean, Mike, I'm it? He said, I went to the rodeo committee about a chaplain, and they liked it, and they want you to be the chaplain. But I said, I have not shared what I could do, what I would do, if they would approve it, so on and so on. Well, he said, come to the mid-year banquet, because it was for the sponsors. And so what I did is I went, now get this, in Western Oklahoma, I did wear a couple of jeans, but I didn't like jeans when I was younger because I had a skin allergy and it bothered me a lot. But anyway, so I got myself a pair of jeans, shirt, and I had boots already because I'd worn them in past Oklahoma. And I went. Well, little did I know that I was going to become on the committee that night. I was officially. And what I did is this big banquet, which had about 200 people, I actually prayed. The meal, following the meal, I had this, so there began my journey in the rodeo community. And so, in fact, that first rodeo in August, I had told them I could do one of four or five things: one, pray before each rodeo; two, if a cowboy gets hurt, I can go to the hospital with them, you know, because all these guys and gals, guess what? They're on their own by themselves, or maybe with a couple of three others. But sometimes they need some help and some things. And I thought, so third, perish the thought, if there was a death, I could be there to help work the details. And fourth, like, there was a fifth, that I can't remember what it was, but the fourth was, if it worked out, if we could work it out, I would do a cowboy service beforehand. That hasn't really worked out very much because it's just hard to get, because they're just flowing in and it's hard to do that. And plus, I have my job description has me other doing other PR things. So anyway, so they went for it right away, but that first rodeo is a young man I had not seen since he was 10 years old. He was 25 at the time. And his brother preached in my church in Oklahoma when his brother was 14 years old. And I saw him on the lineup. I saw him. And while we make contact for the first time in 15 years, this other cowboy who was running the Rookie of the Year in the PRCA got hurt badly. Got stomped on, lacerated his liver, punctured lungs, even with a flak jacket on. What happened is the community's yelling at me because I'm still talking to my friend. And they're going, we need you out here. Well, I went to the hospital. And turns out this young man's girlfriend, I knew her dad, I knew her cousin from Western Oklahoma. And of course, if you understand anything about the rodeo world, it's a very tight world. Everybody knows everybody to some degree. And so what happened is I proceeded to, in the journey of this whole thing, what happened is that I helped this young man, helped him. We thought we were going to have to life fighting. They took him to Slimer by ambulance, so on and so forth. Anyway, what happens is those are things that begin to kind of cement things in my heart. And so they're going, there's a need here. But it didn't go for a long time because I was still in the traditional church pastoring. And they could not understand because there's some place, because you got to realize that when the committees were meeting like in the Elks Club where they served alcohol. And this church was so conservative, what were you doing there? And I thought, what would Jesus do? He'd go to those places. Whether I agreed in their drinking habits or not, the fact is, Jesus never judged them for it. He spoke to them and loved them. And it was hard for my traditional church to see that, understand that. That's not being mean, it's just the reality. And as time went along, other things developed. And one of those is a guy, a friend of mine, who's been associate pastor of our church in Salina, felt called maybe to start a Western church, whatever that meant. And also at that time, we have our bishops over us. And our bishop, which is like a pastor of pastors, he said, maybe Stan, maybe you ought to start a Western church. He's from Southern Cal, so what does he know? And long story short, I met with this other guy. He showed me a building in Salina that he wanted to start in. But he never got going on anything. He just kept talking about it. And eventually he came to me a few months later saying he was concerned about his wife, what had happened to her physically because they were going through some things. And so I said, probably the best thing to do, I said, apart from loving the Lord and serving the Lord, what is the next responsibility? He said, we'll take care of my wife. And I kind of looked at him with that, like, okay, got to understand that? Well, you catch it right away. And finally, the second time I asked him, and finally he realized God was saying maybe no right now to starting that church. But I want you to know, a few months before, I struggled with this, because I thought, by this time, God was making me think, I thought I was supposed to start this kind of church. And I had to go through an attitude adjustment with the Lord, me praying about this, going, okay, Lord, if my friend Bob should start this, that's okay. Even though I thought, by this time, my heart was stirring on this thing, especially when I saw the building sign. But God didn't call me to Salina. I thought, Abilene's got more than Western history. The Chisholm Trail ended here. We're not as cowboy here as we are, like to say, down in southeast Kansas, or out west again, or for sure Oklahoma and Texas, you know. But there was an interest there. So, when Bob backed away and said, okay, I guess I'm not supposed to start this right now, it was like that God really said to me right then, as if clearly you said it to me, tell him what your heart is. And so I said to Bob, I said, your vision's not lost. I told him my heart. He said, well, you go for it then. And so the next day, and I was chairman of church planning for this conference, and we'd started several churches. And I really had it poorly written up. I wasn't prepared to talk to a committee about starting it. And they said, come back in January.
I can always pause.
Yeah. I didn't want to see the plate go.
Hi.
Caleb.